Yo, 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 how y'all feeling, man? KK on the check-in for KK's Kona. What's up with y'all? Yeah, y'all already know what's going on, man. Interview time. I got my boy Raymond with me. How you feeling, gang?
I'm feeling good. How about yourself?
I'm good, man. You feel me? Yeah, afternoon. Yeah. A little hungry. But I'm here, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, for those who don't know, go ahead and tell the people your social media name.
Raymond Beats, R-A-Y-Y-M-O-N Beats with a Z on Instagram and Twitter, TikTok, The Real Raymond Beats. I should go follow that for sure. We're going on that grind for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure y'all tap in with my boy, man. Hey. So where you from, gang?
I'm from a little city called Albany, Georgia. Yes.
Okay, okay.
Yes. Deep down south in Georgia.
So what made you not go to Albany State? Ain't it a school out there or
something? Too much shit out there. For real. I can't do that. Too much stuff out there. It's too ghetto.
Too ghetto down there? Hey, you know I'm not from here. I always thought, like, when you go deep in Georgia, it'll be, like, country. I never expected ghetto.
Oh, it's definitely country, but it's a little mix of ghetto, so it's country ghetto. So it's a real different from ghetto. It's just a lot more, like, you know, like, niggas out there.
Yeah, like worse than the city of Atlanta,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you say you was getting up out of there,
oh,
huh?
Oh, yeah, I can't do it no more.
Oh, bro, grave. I don't blame you. So, tell us a little bit about your background, your life growing up.
So, I said I was from Albany, so around, like, 2007, I moved to a small city called Broxton, Georgia. So, my family, they're military. So, my mom is from Michigan. My pops from Chicago.
Hey.
So, they met through the military. And they just, I think they both got transferred to Georgia. So they was both stationed in Albany. So I guess that's where they met and they got married. And then so, 07, we just had to move again to Broxton. A little small city, like population, like at least like under like 3,000 people. Mm. Yeah, it's a real small city. And then,
like, your neighbors knew your business type of
yeah,
small?
Yeah, like everybody knew everybody. So, so it's just like, you couldn't like do nothing out
you
there.
You in the supermarket, hey neighbor.
Like. Yeah, but the crazy part is Boston didn't even have a supermarket. Like, it was just like a poor, poor community.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so then we moved to like this city called Douglas. It's kind of like bigger. Like, so it did have a Walmart, had restaurants and everything. But I still knew all my people. So, but around the time when I was younger, I was, like, always into music. So, like, in church, I, like, play the drums, play the piano, all that. DJing really came around, like, 2019. Because I was making beats before then, so, like, I always had the ear for music. And so I was like, I'm going to take it a little step further, DJing. So I talked to my mentors, DJ KV, King Kai. King Kai, he was an official DJ for Clark before he graduated. So he took me under his wing, and I started DJing with him, and he showed me some pointers, and then I became a future student DJ at Clark Atlanta University.
Yeah, yeah, don't play with that boy, man. He already let y'all know before I could say it. This is Clark Atlanta, what y'all love to say, the illustrious Clark Atlanta University official DJ. Don't play with that boy, real motion out here, you feel me? For sure. So you say you moved around a lot growing up. Like, how did that feel, moving around so much? Like, were you able to keep steady friends?
I was younger. So, okay. Like, we really ain't, like, you know, like, I really can't, like, remember, like, my friends. Cause,
yeah.
Yeah, so I was a young, young child when I moved. So, like, we moved around a lot between 2007. I think we moved around, like, at least, like, 4 or 5 times. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was just a lot. But the friends I got now, they was like the friends I had since like I moved to Broxton. So,
that's what's up.
So like they for sure stand with me forever.
For sure, gang, for sure. Yeah. So how you end up here at Clark Atlanta?
Clark always was a first choice of mine because I wasn't finna go to the military because they said you either go to school or you go to the military. I said, nah, I'm finna go to school.
You said you ain't taking up after the parents stepping. Why you ain't want to rock with the military?
Well, the military do too much, so I'm good on that. I ain't built for that.
Me neither. I ain't gonna lie. You're not waking me up at 4 o'clock in the morning on folks.
Exactly. But yeah, Clark, it was out of Clark, Fort Valley, middle Georgia, and I really didn't want to go to Albany, or not Albany. Yeah, definitely didn't want to go to Albany.
So you say you wasn't rocking with none of the schools out there in the burbs, for sure.
Nah, for sure.
Had to come to the city of Atlanta. So ever since you came to Clark, how did you make a name for yourself here at Clark Atlanta?
So that's the crazy part. I really don't know, like, I don't know how, like, I just became, like, I want to say popular, but I'm going to say, like, known.
Okay.
Because I was just, like, you know, I guess it just stood out because, like, you know, my hype, deep voice, country accent. Everybody knew who I was. I mean, like, every time I stepped somewhere, like, oh, you such and such. Yeah, like, yeah, that's me. Because, like, freshman year, like, experience week, I would always bring, like, the speaker to the problem. Like, we just turn up. And that's how I really got, like, my name. So, like,
yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
So they knew you as the turn-up guy. Like, man, we all outside. Y'all already know bro gonna bring the speaker out.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, for sure. Always. It was always just like that. The whole, I'm talking about the first month.
Yeah.
My freshman year, it was just, you know, it was just a vibe. I miss it so much.
Hey, it's crazy how you went from bringing out the speaker to busting out the turntables on them. That's what's up, though, bro.
Yeah, that was the crazy part. I had no intention of being a DJ back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
For sure. So if you had no intentions, like, what inspired, like, okay, I think I want to start DJing?
I think it was just, like, the love I had for crowd control, because, like,
okay.
Yeah, because, like, I know I'm, like, in tune with a crowd, and I know how to turn up a crowd, and I know how to vibe with a crowd, because I did it with a Bluetooth speaker, so imagine how I could do it with some turntables. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so it just took off with it.
For sure. So was this, like, your sophomore year, junior year? Like, when was this?
When I first started DJing, it was like the second semester of sophomore year.
Okay,
so,
okay.
So, and then we did that one party, that silent party. And then, yeah, I think I called it to, like, break a door or something like that, because I was going too crazy.
Hey, why do I feel like I remember exactly what you were talking about, bro? I was a freshman, right?
Yeah, that was me.
And it was upstairs in the NPR or something, right?
That was me.
Okay. So that was your first time ever, like, DJing, like,
at a school. Like,
okay.
That was, like, actually, like, my very first party I ever DJed. Like, that was my, like...
So how did it feel? Like, how was the experience? Like, this is my first time. I got to see if I like it, if I want to do this. Like, how did it feel?
That was too crazy. I didn't know, like... I kind of doubted myself because I didn't know I was, like, going to be that good because, like, it was, like... People was on my channel almost the entire time. I was like, damn, like, maybe I do got a career in this shit.
Yeah, for sure. So is that the night you decided to take it serious, or did it take a couple other times after that where you like, okay, I'm seriously going to be a DJ?
I think that was the night.
Okay.
I think the night that I was going to take it serious was the day I bought my equipment. I think that's when really I took it serious, because, like, equipment is expensive.
I was just finna say, bro, I heard DJ equipment ain't nothing to play with.
Yeah, boy, the equipment I had now, the price, it ain't even touching the price I'm paying now. Yeah.
Like, what advice would you give to other up-and-coming DJs who need to go get that first piece of equipment?
Start off small. Start off small, for sure. Know your budget. Don't even, like, try to get the best thing that's out right now. Work your way up so you can have money left over after you buy the new stuff, for sure. Always start off affordable.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Don't be like, I'm going big and large.
Yeah,
that's what you're telling
them. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because once you don't get any bookings, you'll be looking crazy. Like, damn, I just spent all this money and people ain't even fooling me like that. Like, so, yeah.
You ever had a moment like that, or has it been up and stuck since you started?
Not to brag.
Okay, go ahead. Nah, go ahead. Hey, pop your, man. You feel me?
Not to brag. It really ain't been no slow moment for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Other than the, not to count, like, when the pandemic, like, really, like, shut everything down. I think that was, like, my only slow moment I had. Because, like, I was getting booked left and right. Still getting booked left and right. So, yeah.
For sure. So, I ain't gonna lie, gang. I gotta ask. Like, before you got into music, DJing, what was your dream job, like, growing up? Like, man, I want to be this.
I want to be an actor.
An actor?
Yeah, I definitely wanted to be an actor.
I can see it, though.
I never told anybody that. I always wanted to be an actor. Cause, like,
just got a confession.
Oh, because, like, so when I was younger, I always liked to look up on the internet, like, you know, like, Disney Channel auditions, Nickelodeon auditions. Like, I could, even if it was like a Disney Channel commercial, I always wanted to be, like, an actor. Like, I felt like people was going to know my name some way, somehow. Like, yeah, I feel like I could just do that. So,
did you go to any of these auditions, or was you just looking them up, man?
I don't think I was just looking them up. Cause I was scared to tell my mom, like, yeah, I want to do this. I want to act. And I don't think she would, like you know, actually believe it. So.
Why? You think she wanted you to take, like, the military route? Like, what about it did you think she wouldn't support?
I think she just always knew that, like, my name, like, my passion was always music.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's like ever gonna like diverge from that. But like, I always wanted to be a child actor, so I think I just wanted to be famous. I guess I don't know. Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, it is kind of cool when you think back on it. You be like, bro, we was watching these TV shows. They the same age as us. Over rich, folks.
Facts, bro. Facts.
Like, over rich. That'd be crazy to think about it, folks. Let me find out he wanted to be on Disney Channel.
Drawing the little thing. Yeah, oh, God, I wanted to do that.
Nah, I could have seen you doing that for Showski. I ain't gonna lie, for Showski. You never know. You might DJ for Disney Channel one day. Yeah, you feel me, bro? Life be crazy. So, what are your favorite scenes to DJ at? Are you more of a club type of guy, house party? You like big events? Like, what's your favorite scene?
House parties.
Why that one?
I think the vibe just be right at house parties. Okay. But it really depends on the house, though, because, like, it always depends on the house. Because, okay, so freshman year, mm-hmm. we had this house party. It was, like, this certified, like, you know, guaranteed house. We called it Greymont.
Okay.
Like, it didn't matter how many times out the week, out the month, out the year, it was a party there. It was a guaranteed banger every time.
So that was the spot.
Okay. Bro. But I never got a DJ there because, like, Greymont shut down, like, second semester of my freshman year. Mm. But, yeah, house parties is definitely top tier because I think clubs and lounges, like, I ain't gonna say overrated. I'm gonna just say, the people that go, just be boring.
I can kind of see what you're saying. Yeah. Like, they at the club, they're a little bit more bougie versus being in the house party. They really gonna turn up and twerk and all
that. Yeah, because, like, when I like the DJ, I like to turn up. Like, yeah. I like to go crazy.
Yeah. Y'all been going crazy. I've been peeping you this year. I ain't gonna lie. Like, every event, he on the DJ booth. Okay, that boy on the ground. Don't play with him off the muscle. I'm like, yeah, I got to bring bro down on the platform. I like the way he moving. I ain't gonna lie.
For Showski.
Okay. So, how did you become Clark Atlanta official DJ? Did they reach out to you? Did you reach out to them? How did that title come about?
I think it was a little bit of both.
Okay.
Because, Kai, DJ King Kai, mm-hmm. he really, like, passed the torch to me. And then, so, like, he just told me, like, yeah, you're going to be the next official DJ. Like, all right, bet. And then I went to, like, you know, administration. I said, like, y'all know no more DJs, right? And y'all know I've been going crazy, so you know what I mean?
Right away, for sure.
Like, so I guess they just, like, believed in me. I guess, like, it was like, I guess they faced this, like, lit up. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you know, that's how it happened.
That's what's up, though. I ain't gonna lie. Like, how did it feel inside, like, mission accomplished?
Like, it took a huge weight off my shoulders, because I was nervous. Because I wanted to, like, you know, have my name etched in the school, like, forever. So I feel like this is definitely a way I can definitely, like, make my mark.
Yeah, for sure. Like, how do you feel like being Clark Atlanta's official DJ will bring other opportunities outside of the university?
You get to connect with a lot of alumni.
Okay.
So, like, at the concert, mm-hmm. I connected with Taurus, Gunner's DJ.
Oh, that's what's up.
So, yeah. So, that's definitely twin, for sure. That's twin. We got each other's numbers. We connected. We got some shit going on. Yeah, so, yeah, we definitely locked in. Yeah.
Look like I'm asking. Sound like he can't say too much, but be on the lookout for Showski.
Yeah.
Okay, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I've been peeping you for a couple months, like, even before school came back in. Like, I've been peeping you for. Mm-hmm. And I gotta ask. How in the world, folks, did you get almost 500,000 TikTok followers? Like, I gotta know, bro. What's the secret sauce, bro?
All right, so, boom. The crazy part is all that is, like, under, like, what's this, more, October? So, it's been, like, 10 months since I've been on TikTok. So, like, I mean, my first video, I think it was, like, January 26th. So, like, it was, like, for my first video, it was, like, a twerking, like, you know, like, a twerking mix. Mm-hmm. But before all that, I didn't even want to get on TikTok. My best friend, she was like, you didn't get on TikTok? Yeah. I was like, I ain't trying to hear, try to see people do all that.
Because
that side of TikTok, I would stay far away from that.
I definitely agree with you on that one.
But she was like, nah, it be DJing on TikTok. Like, you need to look it up. I'm like, all right, bet. So I seen how to do it. Seen how to get it connected. So, like, I just, like, from that day, I was just posting every day. And then, like, my sixth video, it just, like, blew up out of nowhere. And then, so I just got all these videos. So, like, every time I posted, it went viral. Back to back, back to back, back to back, back to back, back to back.
Ooh-wee.
I'm like, yo, like, relax. Like, it's going too crazy.
Yeah.
And then, so, like, then, like, the one video just did, like, 10 mil. And I was like, yo. Yo, yo. And then I'm getting posted everywhere. I'm getting posted by, I'm getting posted on Twitter. I'm getting posted, like, all over Instagram. I'm getting posted by, like, rap pages. I'm getting posted by Genius. I'm getting posted by Bars. Just posted by everybody, like. And then I did the Thug video. I did, like, a Young Thug mix of songs. Mm-hmm. Thug reached out to me. He commented on my videos.
Oh, hold on, bro. Hold on, bro. Hold on. Yeah, how you see that?
That's the crazy part. I don't know. Like, it was, like, out of nowhere. Like, because, like, I wouldn't work out. Or like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Okay. Random time.
Yeah,
but okay.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Yeah, I always go to work out like early in the morning. That'd be the best time because like, I get to sleep during the day. So some just told me like, check your notifications because I don't even check my TikTok notifications
because it'd be so many.
Yeah. So I check it that one time, and at the very top, I see a fucking blue check. I say, now, who could this be? It said Thugger Thugger 1. I said, yo, yo. And then he commented twice. He's talking about do a ski video. I'm like, all right,
I'm
asleep. Yeah.
That was the
next video. Like, I did it, like, right then and there. And then, so, I went to sleep. I wake up. YSL reposted me on Twitter. I was like, yo.
Yeah, going global for sure. Hey, that's what's up. Like, how did it feel to, like, to know that a video you made, like, specifically for an artist's music, that they actually seen it and they actually liked it?
The crazy part is, that was my favorite. That's my favorite rapper.
Oh, so that was big.
Yo, what?
That was big.
I didn't go to sleep, but I was too geek. I was like, yo, my favorite rapper, like, yo, he talks to me right now. Like,
yeah, that's what's up. I ain't gonna lie, that'd be me. If YoungBoy ever say that, we can get an interview. I'm a what? 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 I ain't gonna know how to act. But I'm gonna be running around here like, y'all can't tell me nothing.
For
that's
real.
What's up, though.
Yeah.
That just proves, like, people don't understand how many opportunities can really come from social media.
I'll be telling people, and there's so much money in social media. Because, like, companies, like, well, in my field, when I'm doing all this talk, companies will really pay you to just promote music.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, I don't work with Def Jam. I don't work with Amazon Music.
Yeah.
I'm working with Hard Rock Cafe right now to, like, present a playlist. It's just like, yo, like, it's really so much money into it. Like,
yeah, TikTok pay you now, though, right?
Yeah, TikTok pay me, and I'm getting paid from the companies that's letting me, like, present their music, so.
We gonna have all the ladies that's watching this thirsty in your DM. They said he getting money from where? Oh yeah, let me talk to him. You know how I go out here in Atlanta. You know they be
definitely gotta stay on 10 toes and watch out for everybody.
Yeah. So like what you coming up nowadays, like I ain't go there, like what you knowing you wanna come up and you know you're gonna be successful, like. Because clearly, like, the bed is already being made.
Yeah.
How do you feel about dating? Like, you get what I mean? So, like, nah, for real, though, G.
Raymond Beats is single. And he's going to stay single till you can find the one that ain't into his DJ and is into Raymond Beats.
Ooh, okay. So, like, explain that. Like, you want her to support you but not be over into
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like, just, like, you know, just, like, be there for me for when I'm down and when I'm tired. But you always going to bring me back up to motivate me to get back into what I do and that I love. You feel what I'm saying?
You ain't dating no fans, basically.
Yeah, that's long story short, I ain't dating no fans. And what's crazy is, like, when I blew up, like, I'm talking about, like, 99-plus requests in my DM. Just full of, like, you so fine. You know, come fuck with me. Like, nah, I ain't answer that.
So you ain't, out of 100 females in your DMG, you ain't hit at none of them?
No. I really be chilling, like, solid. I don't be having no time for, like, nobody, so.
Yeah, that's how it be when you building up an empire, like, the entrepreneur route as a youngin', you ain't really got time for it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to work, trying to get where I need to be.
Yeah. Did you ever feel like, man, they only in my DM because they want to get some clout off of me, man?
I be like that every day. Every day.
Yeah.
Because before I blew up, like, I wasn't getting no play, but. Compared
it wasn't
to then,
really, yeah.
Yeah, compared then to now, it wasn't nowhere near like that.
And you know it's just going to keep getting worse.
Yeah, so
That's the crazy part about it.
You gotta get ready for it.
You gotta be ready for that one.
For sure.
He playing like he ain't gonna see that one Instagram model with the body done and be right back thirsty in her DMs, fo. Why he playing, fo?
Nah, I need all natural.
Yeah, that part. Make. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, you like girls who will like makeup?
If you can look good natural and you can look good with makeup, it really don't matter to me.
Yeah.
So just makeup just really enhances.
Yeah. I can't date a girl who wear makeup every day.
Yeah, if
though.
You wear makeup 24/7, that's definitely like, a problem.
It just turned me off.
Yeah,
bro.
I don't need that.
Alright, one more question for the dating side, then I'm off that. For real though, like I be wondering, y'all. My mind be going, folks. So like, do you want to date somebody that's like in your field, you get what I'm saying? Like into the media, like or what it or like, you know, not into that.
I wouldn't mind. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind having somebody that, you know, like shares the same lifestyle as me. But if she's not in that route, but she got like, you know, like she on her shit, yeah.
That's cool too.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, let me find out y'all gonna be in the kitchen having a DJ battle.
Okay.
So what advice would you give to anybody else that's up and coming trying to become a DJ?
Don't rush the process. Mm. It's definitely gonna come. Definitely gotta put in the work. All you gotta do is just believe in yourself. Just network. Network is definitely key to everything. Social media is the networking platform to do. All you gotta do is present yourself the right way. Eventually, somebody gonna see you. Cause look at me.
That's how it goes, bro. For sure. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I really don't think our generation understand the importance of networking and building like positive relationships. Anybody who consistently watch my videos, I say this every interview. Legit, bro. Like, yeah. I be trying to get y'all free game every time, fo. I don't just talk to people for no reason, bro.
Facts. That's how it be, because niggas don't want to listen for real.
They don't,
so
bro.
So you got to, like, you know, you just got to, like, just show them. Like, I guess they just want to see the end result.
Yeah, for sure. So what other hobbies do you have besides DJing?
Like I said, I be making beats. I'm really a gamer, I ain't gonna lie.
Okay. Yeah, Xbox, PS?
PS5, sure.
PS5,
yeah,
okay.
2K, Call of Duty, all that. Yeah.
I ain't never got into the game, I ain't gonna lie
Nah, the game is definitely part of the life. The free time I have, mm-hmm. I just like chill out on the game. Yeah, really like that, for sure.
For sure. So, how do you feel about DJing as like a primary source of income? Like, do you think it'll be sustainable after graduation?
Right now, that's really my primary source of income. So like, I'm paying rent and car notes off of it. So.
Ooh, don't play with that boy.
So I know it's definitely gonna like when I graduate, it's definitely gonna like multiply,
expand. So. Yeah, for sure. So I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like when I be at the clubs and like the parties, like don't get me wrong, the DJ be having us lit, but like, I don't like going to the club more than 2-3 times a week because it's the same music, fo. Do you ever get tired of playing the same songs?
I definitely get tired of playing the same songs.
Okay.
I definitely get tired of playing the same songs. With me, like, I done been booked, like, for these past 2 weeks, so last week and this week, I've been booked every day out the week. And I'm tired of hearing the same songs, like, because ain't really, like, no really, like, it's new music, but it ain't, like, new music that, like, people actually know and it's going to turn up. So, like, I try my best to, like, change the order every time I DJ because I don't want to be doing the same shit over and over again.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, I think DJs are definitely tired of playing the same shit. Yeah.
Hey, I know y'all be irritated when a motherfucker be at the DJ booth and y'all have, man, can you play that new G
Herbo next? Every time, bro. Every time, bro. Like, damn, can I get to it? Like, it's coming. So, but damn.
Yo, so how do you feel about new artists on the come up giving you their music to break it? Do you charge them to break their music? Are you looking out for folks? Is that something you even got into yet? Or like?
Okay, this is my number one pet peeve, bro.
Okay.
I'm gonna expand on it, but I'm gonna just get my pet peeve out of the way.
Yeah, for sure.
If you an artist and you see the club is turned and you know nobody don't know your song, do not come to my booth asking me, hey yo bro, can you like goddamn fuck me on the music? Like, no bro, you see the club is turned and you want to turn it down cause, and you know nobody don't know your song, don't stop. I don't care how much you paying. Do not come to me, don't come to my booth, ask me to play my song. But with new artists, mm-hmm. usually they labels pay me to, you know, like play their song. Yeah, break their song on TikTok. So other than that, I ain't got no problem with that. But yeah. But you got like, it's a new, like you a new nigga trying to break your song into a club. You see the song, you see the club turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's something you do like before the club get busted. Yeah, like at the beginning.
Like doing the warm up. Like,
For sure, for sure. So, have you ever done any events outside your age group? Like, can my granny book you for her 60th birthday party?
Yeah.
Like, can phone them book you for a wedding?
Yeah, I done hella weddings.
Okay.
I'm doing hella weddings.
Nah, that's what's up, though.
Yeah, family reunions. I
just wanted to catch your diversity real quick.
I can go with, like, anything. I done DJ for a jazz, like, little function. So, I can really, like... Oh, yeah, that's another thing, too. So, when I'm not DJing, like, as a hobby, if somebody need a live band, I really, like, fluent into playing the drums. So, a lot of got booked for hella weddings to play drums for and DJ. So... I can really just like switch it up. So
you the music man for real,
sure. Yeah, you can say that.
This boy know how to DJ, play the drums, make beats. Like, damn, can you freestyle?
Nah, I don't rap.
Oh, I was gonna say, you got everything else with the music in the headline.
I don't rap.
That's the stuff, though. So, what are your plans after graduation?
Tour.
So, like, do you want to be, like, somebody official artist DJ? Like, yeah, I'm a little Dirk official DJ or, like...
Yeah, I could definitely see myself being somebody's DJ, but can't talk about that right now.
Oh, that means you got something in the work that we can't hear about yet.
Yeah, we can't talk about that.
Oh, big boss, big moves coming soon, man. Make sure y'all be on the lookout for that, for sure.
Because
I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to be on the lookout. I like keeping up with people who, like, be on top of their stuff, especially at a young age. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like this is the time where we need to connect with other people that's like-minded and, like, really support each other because, like, we the future generation.
Facts, man. We really the new adults. That's the crazy part.
Feel me?
That's the crazy part.
For sure. So, what can all your supporters expect from you in the future? Anything that you could tell us, though.
Anything I could tell y'all, let me think, because it's a lot of shit I cannot say. you know, in the future, you know, just, you know, breaking that milestone, trying to be the most followed black DJ on TikTok. We on that grind. We getting back onto it.
Yeah.
The tour, all I can say is, for the tour, it's going to be like, she's definitely going to be one of y'all favorite artists. That's all I can say.
One of our favorite artists. Hey, you going crazy for now?
Yeah, like I said. Hey. Other than that, I really can't say too much. But.
I trust your word, though. Because when we was at homecoming, bro, I ain't going to lie. I'm like, fool, I'm finna go. He like, nah, somebody that you listen to finna come out home. Somebody that I listen to, I'm coming home, folks.
Yeah, it wasn't no field day no more, bro.
Man, that was the best field day I ever been to. Oh, God. I know everybody who was like, I don't want to pay the $80. Yeah. I know you're salty now.
Yeah, sick. Looking outside from the gate. From the
man, what? Hey, they was going crazy. I thought, why they get on a little baby car like that, G? Like, why y'all had to, like, come on, folks.
But you liked it, though. He was enjoying it, though.
Boy, you see his heat awkward in the video waving like, he's like, man, you don't get on my car. So, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, homecoming was a vibe,
yeah,
though.
It was a movie. Sure.
It was like, for sure. I think that was like the best one Clark probably done had.
Other than, if they get either, I know they're not gonna get Drake or Future, so man, there's really no top in that concert.
It's not like, bro, we had old school to new school. Like,
fact, that's the crazy part. Yeah.
Like, for sure. Yeah, y'all already know what's going on, though, man. Hey, any last piece of advice you would like to give all the viewers before we get out of here?
Stay on your grind. Just stay on your grind. It's a lot of bullshit this year, even coming from last year, because 2020 was hell. But, like, just stay motivated, you know, keep God first. And, yeah, just put everything into your all that you're doing. Everything gonna work out for sure. Just don't give up.
Yeah, y'all already know what's going on, man. KK on the check-in for KK's Corner. Hey, I appreciate you so much for coming down here on the platform.
We finally did this, bro.
I've been trying to interview this boy for months. Finally came through. I mean, months. It's okay, though. You'll be busy, I'll be busy. I ain't mad at you. I've been supporting you. I wasn't salty about it. I'm like, okay, it'll come around. You feel me?
Yeah.
Never salty. But, hey, I ain't gonna lie. We got to have, like, a follow-up interview in, like, 6 months from now, like, a year from now, just to show the people how far you done came, motivate some people.
Yeah, I should be graduated by then. But before graduation, we should definitely do that.
Y'all know what's going on, man. KK on the check-in. Thank you, everybody, for checking out this video. Make sure you go ahead, like, comment, subscribe. Follow my boy. Check him out. You feel me? Hey, stay up with my boy. He gonna be one of them. Really him, for real. Y'all know the vibes, man. KK on check-in.
What would you do if you heard this transition at a party?
You. I get in my feelings, yeah. I start reminiscing, yeah. Next time around, fuck, I want it to be different, yeah. Waiting on a sign, guess it's time for a different prayer.